for tonight. But those are my questions. I know I can live under this land claim, forget about the land claim and do my subsistence. I always said, if they take our subsistence purposes, then they'll holler for us. Poor people are hungry. They'll put us on paper, on TV, just half starving. Eskimos won't starve as long as they're living in their own area where they know where to hunt. I am not a hunter, but I am a mother of several boys. After my husband died, they were the ones that supported me. I have to confess, I'm real scared of a gun. I won't go near a gun that's loaded. And it's not because I want to be scared of a gun. I was raised like that. My parents scared me. You don't go near that gun. It's going to shoot. I know they loved me. They don't want me to be shot. But I'm still scared to shoot. I'll stay in the house if the bear comes. I don't know how to hunt. I can fish through ice. That's all I could get. I don't even know how to rod and reel. I'm laughed at lots of times. I'll have to tell that I did not even put one net out, but I've been cutting a lot of fish this summer for myself. I'm real thankful for willing people that are listening. What I need, they go out catching. I have to be real willing to try and dry them up myself, take care of them myself. I'm thankful for my family and my neighbors and village people here in Unalakleet. I'm thankful for the city council too. Lots of times I'm real thankful for them because they make my road clear at winter time. Of course they do on taxes, but that tax is not very much to have them going. Thank you very much.
Judge, people, I just want to say a few things here. When NESCA was organized back in 71, a lot of people didn't know anything about the Native Land Claim Settlement. And when they organized and
do us a good job, they stay and they keep the good job. And we're still sitting on the outside looking in, wondering when the economy of the Western world is going to arrive and whether we're going to be active financial participants in it. There are a great many philosophical differences I have with the actual fact that the Land Claims Act passed. I was a participant in trying to learn it, and I was not as wise as many of the other people who were involved with it, but there were a lot of other people who were involved. And based upon the fact that they were able to have the Land Claims Act passed, perhaps it was the best deal that they could come up with at that time. All I hope is that we don't give up hope and give up fight, that we don't have a chance to straighten it out now. The fact that the Honorable Judge here is here at least gives us a little hope. I'm not sure that any of his recommendations will have the force of law. However, at least if you take moral values into consideration, you might say that at least we have a chance of touching the conscience of the world, because even the Pope arriving in Alaska asked the President if they were going to do anything to improve their dealings with the natives of Alaska, and he had the same comment to make made to the Canadian Prime Minister with reference to the people of the native origin in Canada, that their rights are not being looked after. And so it's already a matter of international diplomacy that when you have a man like the Pope ask the President what he's doing to protect native rights, you know it's already a concern of conscience. And I certainly hope that the works of the Honorable Judge Berger will carry on in that light. And I hope that the documentation provided by the traditional tribe, the Tashokmute tribe of St. Michael, will help towards that end. I could go on for at least another 3 hours, but there may be somebody else who wants to talk.
Well, thank you very much. I'm glad we heard from the delegation from St. Michael. Very pleased. All right. Charlie Henry. I'm just reading what they're writing here for me.
I'm Albert Kimko from Koyuk. I'm sure glad they paid our transportation down here again to talk. I was here last year when they had the same meeting. I thought sure we had everything fixed at that time, but I see we have to come and talk about it again. For my part, as Your Honor, I sure want to thank you to come here to take our problems, what we need in our Eskimo way of living. I sure like that myself, the culture that we lived for quite a few years since I happened to know myself. And I know that each of us would like to keep that same culture that we live. Quite a few years ago, Chuck Decknan, father of Chuck, he used to come to our village up at Koyuk. While I didn't know anything about meetings at that time, he used to talk about IRA and all that. I should have known a little better to listen to him at that time. But I was just...
Up until very recently, the tribal government here in Unalakleet has been the sole sovereign that's actually been in control of this land area. Until 1959, when the Statehood Act passed, each council was the only source of local government for most of Western Alaska. Tribal government. And to be the sole source of local government, they must have had jurisdiction. We, as tribal people, felt that this jurisdiction was the same as that area which we used, occupied, traveled upon. We felt our jurisdiction included the entire drainage systems still feel that way. One of the things that we are going to have to figure out, since the Claim Settlement Act has passed, since such laws as ANILCA, the Alaska National Interest Lands Conservation Act, has passed, we have to figure out how we are going to live within these laws, if in fact we are going to be law-abiding citizens. And that is one of the things that I pride my people on, is that we are law-abiding citizens for the most part. We are honest, and we believe in a day's work. Now, I have given a lot of serious thought to how we, as Native people, will function in the coming years. We have to figure out how we will function. Will we be able to live our lives as our forefathers have lived them? Will we have guaranteed access to our resources? Will we be able to go up and fall fish? The only way that we can ensure that is to be our own regulators. Traditionally, we have said that as long as we don't abuse, as long as we don't oxup, we each as individuals have a right to our subsistence resources. We have to go farther than that. Unless we, as Native people all across the state, unless we come up with our own plan, number one, to regulate subsistence, number two, to provide an accurate register of how much we harvest, then all we're asking for by not doing this is we're asking the state of Alaska, the fish and game people, to regulate our subsistence. They will be able to say, you can only fish a 10-fathom net, a 20-fathom net, and you can only have one, you can't have four or five. And you can only fish from September 1st to October 1st. That's what we're asking for by not saying we can do this. We can regulate our own subsistence. And I don't know about you, but personally,
hello, my name is Bibiana Washington. I'm St. Michael. I'm an IRA trainee. Excuse me. I would like to welcome you here to Unalakleet and all the neighboring peoples of the Great Land. I really respect this opportunity to express, of expressing my opinion. We as our Aboriginal people are concerned in and in our looking towards our very own survival, now and for the generations. As the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act wasn't meant to be instituted, that was pertaining to the IRA Act that was amended in 1934, the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act wasn't supposed to be brought up, because they constituted that law that the lands was our lands, and we've really got to stick to that. As sensing how the entire territories of the traditional Indians across the country, from east, west, north, and south were taken over. It's happening here in Alaska. When the men came a long time ago, after the Eskimos came and lived off the land, they lived right in the snow, right off the land. It's happening to the same way it happened in the States. I couldn't believe, I still can't believe today the Indians were just demolished of their lands, demolished of all their subsistence rights and everything. It breaks my heart, you know, but we've got to work now because we're learning now what the Alaska Native Claims is about. Because I didn't know when it came on to be, I just said, well, that's something big for the other people, older people to decide on. But now, since I'm currently an IRA trainee at St. Michael, and I've learned a lot of it, and I'm really, I'll stand up as a Native person for my people, for our land, for our generations to come. Now is the time we have to strive and see what the changes are doing to our roles. As the Aboriginal people that came on way before us, we have to take all our everything back, everything that we had back then. Let's not let the culture, the white culture, or the other culture come in and take over the whole state like they did the whole states of the U.S., the whole Indian tribes. I couldn't believe it. I still can't today.
Tamarin Ritanka, Wattawa, Mani, Nam Kangani, Anachtaklumni, Nakatamakut, Unani, Makpigmi, Nunam Kangani, Mani, Sununam Kangani, Namasrit.
Her reason for making a statement is clear that she's not happy with what the, how things are going. Especially in regard to her grandchildren. As she stated, she stayed with her grandmother. And in those periods of time, they go out and hunt, subsistence hunting and fishing. And the Native Alaskan that she has, she feels that this cannot accommodate all of her grandchildren when they get older and where they could go out and subsist. When she was growing up, that's how she lived, going out, food gathering, fishing, and these were her daily diets that she has to go out and try to gather, and she feels that if that happens, when it happened that her grandchildren could no longer subsist on that native land, and because of its size, then she feels very sad about it.
Jali, dawat ntakkat ki tutkan katamakut taknagogus kunung angli kunung nung nagtais kunung asmuk pimuknuk Attauti muktaamu kui nunnautumnuk, hantu uiskamnuk, pikkapaasumnuk. Kaiu kaiuk tsiikat, asuukut asuukutuutin wassu.
And from the under the very souls of the people of the Nome district, they took out billions and billions and billions dollars worth of gold and took it out and took it away and enjoyed and built cities such as San Francisco and the like. And my people were left destitute, and their condition has not changed very much. Now, the leadership of Frank was to this extreme. The man was tried to be thrown into jail. At one time, a man with the cover of the darkness with a loaded rifle got a gun to try to get a bead at him, but he was kept from within the sight of the rifle. Another time, when a man went berserk here in Unalakleet, when everybody else went into their homes, and the man, the single man, had everything under absolute control, because with him he had a fully loaded 30-30 caliber rifle, and he had shot at a government teacher. And he was looking for someone else to shoot, but by this time the people had disappeared into the safety of their homes. Upon hearing this incident, Frank says, "I asked, where is the man? And they told me he's down there. And so I went looking for him. I saw him. There he was. He was right in the middle of the village with a rifle, looking for people whom to tear down with that rifle." Frank said, I got before him. Then I started walking up to him. And the man hollered, "Don't shoot, I'll kill. Don't shoot, don't shoot, don't come." But Frank just kept coming, 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 coming until he walked right to his forehead, to the bore of a 30-30 caliber loaded rifle with a small pull of the trigger finger. That gun would have got off, and there would have been no more Frank Degnan in that instant. I asked him, "Why'd you do it, Frank?" "Somebody had to. Somebody had to defend our people." And Frank was a man who spoke and did much to help our people stand on their feet. For the admonition that he gave me, I have tried living. When I was a young man, I had become a member of the RIA Council. He said, "Alan, now that you are with the people, there is only one thing that will hold you up, and that is the truth."
Iagayu tauruk pangma sulagayu tau maasiruk imakisening mang inung ay up tuwagut makokingun libut ilutre uting ilutre valu kisir tuwagut ilutre pakuminak tuut pangma tabruminga kuya gipsi kai kai roasi dahana toklo masi maka inupanun sibul leksaurat IRA leaders toklo masi kai rautici. Maka sidit biung isut. Sidit council una nalamim ini lekariga. Suli Native Village Corporations and Regional Corporations, Tamat Kalu Piung Institute. Tamat Kasuli, Uka Angalat Kai, one Nahopiro, Teskatunu, and the Kennedy Sitaman, and the law Ming Wood. Pilgudi Klamini, Isa, law, law, to the Kayo, who in the bed. Aglan Iling it, Uba Wood, Pamek Sakati, the Dagli Rong, which it. Nak Hibu Ding, Tamat Kuning, a Sulanik, Tokong Wood. Iling it, Kalimang it, Akimigimaka Sinakota. Ilip Sinaglik sang of Sika, Iling it, and Alugusigasi. Being a swing root Inuit, Kenny Gai Kaul Pankma. McGaw was to two people. McGaw to the middle type people and minority group. Minority group, McGaw knock him on each other in a bed. Knock him out in Sulani, we should have loved the look up in you, Kuni, knock him out, have loved in Sulani, we should. Nuggling knock down root. Naga suli tamat kuning angai yo kakasul mara kini nak tu buka. Tamat angai yo kakrangit ilingi je kalung ne aming. Naga ilingi je kalung ne aming panek te shaming nik. Ukimi monak ngum khawani ting me ane aming. Lai sinait pada ilingi sa isakti isak pin 98 after 1991. Tan nao si sumitai ma suli tok sok pasi. Kadit kurusi. Kayu mausi. Ubagut kisani katau sin naota sulavut inogi kavut hatau sin naota hinek talwi hinek sotale gab da kisani tamat ko sape ga uti visigati ut hatu go ilavut inu beak beak nak pangami kanoktun tamat kuningun nin nak sulolo tamat kununga agul yau tim nak sibluting tamat ko tatit khatau wait. Ini work to keep a core. Tana hosi ellipsi. Tamat kwa inek tek pasi. Nalaga alu bi maisi. Ima na sin kadit kupsi. Inek te osa de kakasi lewe. Nako ain kuku inek tek padin tamat kwa. Nako ain kuku ado o main. Kadit pada asin kakasi lewe. Tamat kunung asin uba ut kulare lewe wane. Debrayi. Hoyan.
It's been a good meeting, and thank you all, and I declare the meeting adjourned. Glad that we came here, and glad you brought all the folks over from St. Michael.
Yeah, well, I think from their standpoint, it's about a very good, outside of how we present ourselves, it's really a new thing for us to be doing as a delegation.
Yeah.
They were also, it was not only their testimony, they were exposed to a lot of other testimony, which reflects their own thing.
And this is, we managed to hear from ordinary people, the rank and file, whatever you want to call them.
Yeah.
And I think it shows that ordinary people, if you challenge them, they start thinking pretty hard and coming up with ideas.
So, it takes the ivory tower.
Yeah, nice to see you, sir. Thank you for coming.
We got a plane schedule for 6 o'clock.
Are some of the things unnamed?
Right.
Those two, I don't know. There were two towards the end.
Okay.
After 6 o'clock, it doesn't matter either.
We are
nice. Ah, thank you. Nice to see.
Bye. Okay, be good. See you, Ambrose.
Oop.
You got that date from July 16th or something, 1971, Time Magazine, Canada.
Okay. Okay, you sure it's July 16th?
It's July something. It might be the week before or after that.
Okay, on or about.
Yeah, 1971.
Time Canada.
About.
Okay.
55 to 60. Wow.
Okay.
If I'm off by a week,
we'll
get the other one.
Yeah, well, okay, I'll.
You gotta find
it. Well, thanks for coming. I sure enjoyed your presentation. All right. Glad you went to the trouble.
You know, Judge, I've been fighting this thing pretty intimately now for 14 years. I've exhausted my own.
Well, the allotment thing is a disgrace all over the state. People over the state. It's just a. It's kind of like a lottery. Never seen anything. The hundreds, you know, are still trying to get their allotments.
Thousands.
Thousands, yeah.
Maybe 3,300.
Yeah.
They've had the most for over half a million.
Well, good luck. Keep up the good work. Oh, did you?
Excuse me, I didn't do that one yet.
Good to see those young people.
Yeah, boy, they sure. That was very good. Very good, I think.
Young delegation from St. Michael was pretty good.
Yeah.
Commissary.
No, I, gosh, I'm really
pretty
impressed.
Pretty direct questions, you know.
Yeah.
It'll be fun interpreting the answers.
July 16th, 71, July 16th, 85, I should be ready.
Yeah.
May not be on the cover of Time Canada, mainly because, well, Time Canada doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
But, no, and gee, we've got a lot of stuff here.
Thank you.
rather interesting looking at the many.
Well, not all. Continuing thread is land and subsistence. In some of the urban areas, subsistence is not really a big item, but they still have land. And they growing the green light in the spring. Just to see what's happening there.
His was to make a record, you know, not to deal with the social impact of the whole culture.
Mind you, we've made a record here that, really will becomes irrefutable. In other words, when I write my report, if it is truly based on what you've said, and the last Canadians go to Congress and say, look, this man traveled around here for a year. Here's what we told him, and here's what he said. Now, if there's any goodwill here, any willingness to do the right thing, here it is. And it, no one can challenge it. What the hell is it? Oh, yeah, check that last.
Yeah, this is the one.
Maybe you know who this. This is one of the very last people. She didn't have her name on it. It was one of those.
She.
Very last. Polly. Well, I'll tell you ones we got. Okay, let's do that.
Well, I think this is Rose O'Rourke.
Yeah, that's Rose.
This is Rose O'Rourke.
That is Rose.
Yeah,
I recognize it.
That's Tim's
Tim's wife, yeah. Uh-huh. She's from St. Mary's.
That's the lot.
See you later.
See you.
Bye.
You mentioned the two radio people.